Oh, hey, Joe.
Injury report, we have James Anderson's back, but I know he was kind of poked in the eye, and that was...
Yeah, we could have put that there as well. I mean, really could have. It was unfortunate, you know, happened in the game. But, you know, the big thing, more so anything else, is it has been the back. It's stiffened up on him and tightened up on him. So hopefully we'll get it loosened up. But, you know, JP played for him in his stead and did a nice job. So we feel pretty confident with Jason Phillips if we had to play him.
As you were talking about getting more of a look at?
Not necessarily, but he is a new guy. I mean, he's been here just a year. We brought him over last year. And we'll take a look at him, obviously. But, when I talk about young guys, and again, I kind of felt like I guess I got misunderstood. We've been playing young guys all along, Charlie. We've been playing a lot of young guys all along, and I think it's just, you know, that we're going to continue. We're going to try and get them more snaps, I guess is probably the best way to put it. And again, as I said, it's about going forward. You know, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of the year. That's going to come down to, you know, what Mr. Richardson decides. But for me, I've got to make sure that as I look going forward, that the people that are going to be here, the people are going to be part of what we want to do, I know who they are. I mean, I hate to go into the next year and say, oh, boy, we should have played Joe Adams more. We should have played Armani Edwards more, who's been playing pretty doggone well. You know, we should have taken a better look at DJ Campbell. We gotta take a look at James Dockery. Those are the types of guys that, you know, we've got to make sure we get some quality reps and quality tape on. Again, because it is about going forward now at this point in the season.
One of the guys that you brought up, Armand Smith, you know, young guy, how do you anticipate using him?
Special teams to begin with, and see what he can do there. And there may be an opportunity or two offensively. You put him in, like, see if he knows exactly what he's supposed to do as far as, you know, protections and what, you know, the running plays call for, or, you know, what his route is when he's supposed to release or go into the route. A guy like that, too, is one of those guys that earns the opportunity. I will say that because of the look that he's given the scout team. I mean, he gets out there every day and practices like he plays, or he's going to play, I believe. I say that because of what we saw in the Pittsburgh game. You know, he's got a high energy motor. He gives you 100%. He's the kind of guy that you want on your football team. And at some point, guys like that deserve a chance to get out there on the field. He deserves this chance.
Any thought to put Stewart on injured reserve? Or?
No. It's really the one ankle that's really been bothering him. The other one was the one that he did a couple weeks ago. So hopefully, you know, that'll get a chance to calm down and we'll see him back on the field. Hopefully we'll see tomorrow, how he is. He didn't do much today, so we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Juan was wearing a protective kind of deal. Is that pretty serious?
No. And again, it's one of those things that you don't want to make sure he gets to calm down and that he's ready to go. At this point in the year, and certain veteran guys, you have to be careful and maybe err on the careful side.
Queue up the Fox tape this week where Matt Ryan was caught using some profanity at the end of that game. I know a lot of your guys were talking about it.
Okay. I guess I got to see the tape, first of all, and then find out what this is about. I have an idea, though. It's like I said about when people asked us about when we were getting ready for New Orleans, you know, they ran the score up on us. No, truthfully, if you want to do something about it, do it on the field. And that's the way I look at it. So, you know, let's not talk about it. Let's go on to the next thing. Let's let our actions speak on the field. Let's play hard physical football and let the chips fall where they may at that point.
Along those lines, your defensive end, Greg Hardy, said today that you guys are a better team than the Falcons, straight up.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, as I've said before, you know, you want players that believe, and he's a young man that I think is playing very well right now. We'll just leave it at that.
Why was your pass rush so successful that game?
Well, you know, there's some things that we did pretty doggone well with our coverage, and then there's some opportunities our guys had as far as some of the stunts that we used, stuff like that. I mean, you know, it without getting into detail, there are some things that, you know, we were able to do. And I think, you know, hoping that we can kind of follow the same formula as we go forward in this game.
Murph prepared to step up into that number two role if called this week?
He's going to have to. If he's called, he's going to have to. He's had a good year. He had a couple untimely drops, during the season. But he's also made some very big plays. Made a nice catch on the quick inside slant route for the touchdown. So he's doing the things that you need him to do. One thing he does present is a speed threat. So I think if people want to try and roll towards Steve, with Murph's ability to run, and we saw his ability to catch the deep ball, I think that could be a scary thing. So I think whether it's because he's a great receiver or because he has that threat of getting vertical, that should be able to help us if we don't have Brandon available come Sunday.
Ron, has it been three games now since Cam's made a turnover? Something like that.
Don't bring it up. He's the guy at the baseball game that goes, he's got a no-hitter. I think really a lot of it has been his mindset in terms of working. You watch him in practice. When certain things happen in practice, you can see his mind working about, okay, where should I have done? What should I have done? I think a lot has to do with his decision-making process. He's learned not to try to force the ball into certain areas, certain situations. He's taking a little bit more of what they're giving him as far as going to a second and third. We do our player evaluations on Monday after all the coaches have watched the tape and they talk and I take notes on things. And one of the things that Mike Shula said is that you see Cam starting to come off of the number one, which is usually a guy that you wait for it to get open and you try to force it in to where he's going to two and three, and sometimes he's looking for the back. That's big part of his development that we're really starting to see. So, again, hopefully it'll continue where he's patient. Okay, they've taken away my one. Let me go to my two. Okay, two's in trouble. Hey, boom, go to three or four. Those are the things that you see his improvement on. As I said, his decision-making process has been really good. Great example, really you can go back to and his decision-making process on the one, unfortunately, that Brandon missed. He saw the blitz. He knew where he had to go, and he put the ball out there. Those are the things you see as far as development of young quarterbacks that you hope to see, and he's starting to do those things even more so now. And, as he grows and gets better and better, I think we will improve.
What's the next step for him then? More responsibility pre-snap?
Well, I think it's all, tied into us. I think it's about making sure we put him in position first and foremost. Secondly, we've got the players around that can help him make those plays, and we'll see. But I do think it is about him growing inside this offense so this offense grows as well.
Coach Cam mentioned his consistency and accuracy. I asked him about that, how he felt he was progressing. Do you see that as well?
Yes, I do. It's interesting because 2 weeks ago, I think he was something like 11 for 12 in the second half, and then a week ago he was 10 for 11 or something. And you see that progress. You see him making decisions that he needs to make and then delivering the ball where he needs to. It's really important that he continues to make those types of decisions and then deliver the ball where it needs to be thrown. And he's done that, and he's grown. And, it's just a matter of time. It really is. I know I say it a lot, and people may be tired of hearing it, but that's the fact. I mean, we're growing. He's growing. And, as things develop, we develop. Hopefully we'll get the opportunity to show.
That loss to Atlanta was, obviously a tough one.
It was gut-wrenching. It really was.
Do you think that might have carried over to the rest of the season?
I don't want to say for the rest of the season because, at some point you should be able to snap out of it. But it did carry over, and it really hit. And it hit Cam as hard as it hit anybody. I will tell you that much because it was very personal for him because, he's from Atlanta and he wants to play well in front of that crowd. And there are several guys that take things very personal and very hard, and he's one of them. I don't know if that's, if that's a fair thing to say that it would last this long, but I do know, for the next week or two it did. I mean, I remember in my recollection that the Wednesday practice was just brutal. It was a hard day.
Anything else?
Yep. No, I really haven't.